We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, Ishas. Welcome back to the 28 Days of Self-Love. This is your kinda well, kinda toxic, main-ish, bringing you another episode of Wellish. It is day 12. Today, we're talking about body image. And just like when I tell you I have all the issues in the fucking world with the topic that we're talking about that day, I am also going to be transparent in that I don't have major body image issues that I know so many people do struggle with. However, they're still there. For example, this morning. It's literally, I don't know if it's a coincidence or it's that I knew that I was recording this episode today that I woke up and chose violence with my body and my mind. I was rewatching all of my reels and TikToks that I have been doing promo for the 28 days. And obviously, because I'm doing this every day, I don't always look my utmost best for you guys. And it has nothing to do with you. It just has to do with we're just out here being real. We're being ourselves. And I come on here and maybe I won't be wearing makeup, or maybe I'm not wearing a bra, or maybe I'm wearing sweatpants and don't look as perfect and aesthetic as so many people out there do. And then I start to beat myself up because I feel that, and this is fucked up, but I feel that maybe if I looked better, I would reach more people with my message, which is kind of this like fucked up thing that we as people, a society do. And, you know, sure, I can sit here and say, let's normalize not doing that, but I'd be lying if I say that I didn't do that. I like to look at the most aesthetic videos. You like to look at the people that look the best. And is that wrong? Yeah. But is that the truth? Also, yeah. But that doesn't mean that you have to not like what you look like for all eternity. Just because you don't look perfect and like something that you see on Instagram 100% of the time doesn't mean that you aren't a good-looking person or that you don't have the potential to be a good-looking person. I've said this before and I'll say it again. You have to find a way to lean into your own individual beauty. And I feel like when you hear that as a broad topic, it's kind of hard to conceptualize what that would even look like and how that can be possible. Because again, when you look at things so broad, like you just have to learn to love what you look like. And then you go look in the mirror and you're like, no, I still hate her. I still don't like this, this, and this about me. It seems like it never will really happen for you. Because how am I supposed to just go look in the mirror and find things that I love about myself? And because I tell myself that I love them about me enough, that magically my brain isn't going to not like the way that my stomach looks anymore. I don't get it. Or the way that my chin looks anymore. Like, it's not like magically from saying that I like it, I'm going to one day like it. I'm still going to pick myself apart. So is it even possible to fully love yourself exactly as you are and not make changes that will make you love yourself more? Maybe, maybe not. I do think that there is nothing wrong with enhancing yourself, just like we sit here and we do with our minds. I like to think about it like a car. You can take care of the car. You can add all the bells and whistles and fancy shit to the car. But if you take a sports car to a mechanic, it is not going to come out an SUV. You cannot change the basicness of you, who you are, whether that's your mind or your body. We sit here and want to strengthen and change our perspective and view the world a little bit differently, handle situations a little bit differently. That's why you're here today listening to Wellish in general, because you believe that that's a possibility for you and you believe in altering your mind to make that happen for yourself. but you're not altering your mind as a whole. You're not going to change from who you are to become like your most idealized role model, because that's them and you're you. And that's the same thing for body image. You're not going to change the basic structure of who you are, but you can enhance things that you don't like. And I'm not just talking about surgery. I'm talking about, you know, eating right and drinking water and exercising and putting on a little makeup maybe, or doing your hair or changing your wardrobe, doing like little tweaks like that that are going to make you feel better. By all means, don't do things that aren't in your realm. If makeup isn't for you, don't do it. But if it makes you feel good, there's like this huge thing right now on TikTok about wearing makeup to the gym, and people get like all bent out of shape because girls wear makeup to the gym, and then the girls that wear makeup to the gym are like, fuck you, I'll wear makeup to the gym if I want, because if I look in the mirror and I look good, it makes me feel good. That's the same concept. Like, it's not like they think that the whole world is going to fall apart if they don't wear makeup to the gym. Hopefully it's not that they think that they're the ugliest being in the world, because it's not true. They're not that. Every person that I've seen that's talked about this is absolutely not ugly. It's just that it enhances you. It just makes you feel a little bit better. And going back to the leaning into your individuality, making this a little bit more of a realistic thing to look at. Let's say you're like me and you have downturned eyes and you fucking hate them, but you can't really do anything to change the shape of your eye without lots of money and commitment to surgery. And you know what? I don't want to do that. Like, I don't want to change what I look like that much. You know, I'm not an idiot. I know that I don't look like I got hit by a truck. I know that I'm very lucky for the way that I look. So I'm not like oblivious, but there are obviously things that I would change. The downturned eyes being one of them. And what's funny is if you look up celebrities with downturned eyes, there are a bunch of them, and they don't do their makeup like the basic makeup look, because you know exactly what I'm talking about. Like the basic Instagram model type of girl, they all look exactly the same. They all look exactly the same. Absolutely no shade. Like, because truthfully, I look at those people and I don't understand why I can't look like that, why they get to be so perfect. And I don't in by any way look like that. But I was watching a video of myself the other day because I was making some compilation for something, and I didn't really have that much makeup on. And I remember when I saw the video originally, I like straight up gagged because I was like, ew, what is that monster? I just like walked around in life like that. Like I was at like a dinner or something, and it's like, oh my God, I sat there like that. That's disgusting. But then when I watched it, over the summer. So I watched it this week and I really didn't hate what I looked like. And I'm happy that I don't look the same as everybody else. That makes me feel good that I'm individual enough to stand out. So I'm sorry, I keep getting off of this point of leaning into your individuality with the downturned eyes. You can do your makeup a little bit different. You don't have to follow the same exact trends that are happening all over the internet. Just because it's viral doesn't mean that you have to do it. You have to find a way to take a step back from everything that we're consuming in the media and online and ask yourself, does that apply to me? Does that work for me? I don't know if that would correlate with what's going to make me look my absolute best, because God knows I can't wear wing liner. I can't wear it, baby. I can't. It just doesn't work for me. I try and I try and I try and it just looks like shit every time. You're not doing what best suits your features. You have to be able to enhance what you already have, and that is what's going to help improve your body image. And that's the other piece of this too. When I start to get into this like weird body image mindset and wanting to better it, that's the place that I want to go, is the knowledge that I can have the power and I do have the control to try to change it to make me feel better. Now, don't get too out of control with this, because You know I get too out of control with this sometimes. That's when I go to Ulta and like buy all the makeup products that I just watched one YouTube video for. Because I think that I just watched a video with the girl with perfect skin do all of these fucking steps to her skin routine and adding all the cute little drops all over her face and shit. And like, wow, like I don't want to buy all of that, bro. Like I just want to use like the basic skin routine thing. And it's like, is that what's wrong? I don't know. But I also like just can't buy that using all these products is like gonna make you flawless. But what do I know, because I can't get my skin to be perfect. So I'm definitely not an advocate on that. I just feel like cave people didn't have like the worst acne problem and they were washing their face in muddy water, if they even were at all. Maybe that's an exaggeration, a little bit dramatic, sure, but you get what I'm saying. It can't be that hard, right? It can't be that hard. But it's the standards that we're put up to in today's day and age. And that's the thing too, is it's like you're always coming back to like the things that you don't have. You always want what you don't have. And it's, having it isn't going to change anything, because you're just going to find something else that you don't really like anyways. So just being able to come to terms with the fact that society is always going to have these trends. That's just the world we're living in now, with all of the fast-paced things that pop up on a daily basis that say that this is the prettiest thing in the world and this is what means that you're beautiful. How you wear your pants, how you do your eyebrows, how you do your hair, what kind of clothes you're wearing, how you do your makeup, what your lips look like, what your eyelashes look like, and whether or not you've got fucking falsies on or not, and just the whole thing. And you gotta find a way to like draw the line and be like, okay, I can appreciate all of this newfound information that I have access to. I'm very grateful for the knowledge of what I think is pretty because I see it online all the time and think that that is my definition of beauty. So how can I try to get closer to that without losing sight of my own body image and what I think is prettiest on me? So we're going back to this concept of being able to incorporate things in your life that are going to get you closer to this ideal version of what you want to look like without driving yourself crazy and buying all of the things and trying to match all the standards and trying to look exactly like somebody else, because it's not about looking exactly like somebody else. You can get the extensions, you can get the lip filler, you can do your nails, you can, you know, do whatever, do all of the things. Because if you get too over involved with it, you are too focused on the project and not focusing on what you look like as a whole, since essentially that's how everybody else is viewing you, is how you look as a whole, not just these tiny pieces that you pick apart. So if you are able to take in the information that you would like to apply to yourself, try it, and then if it doesn't work for you, allow yourself to let it go and try the next thing. And not focus so harshly on the trends, because not every trend is going to stand out to you. If you find a way to do your makeup in the way that works best for you, have your hair in the best style that works best for you, your clothes the right style that fit your body nicely, that's when you're going to look the best. That's when your body image is going to be at its best and you're going to be able to feel your best, because you're going to be doing things that work best for you and not what work best for society. And in turn, truthfully, that will work for society and you will look good, because again, people are looking at you as a whole and not comparing you to these trends like you're doing in your head. Tomorrow, we're going to take this same concept a step further and talk about body maintenance, which I'm really excited for, because I've got some super good pointers for you guys when it comes to body maintenance that I would really like to dive into. So tune in for that tonight at midnight. You can follow me on Instagram @_SarahRitt. You can follow Wellish @WellishPodcast. And you can follow me on TikTok @SarahRittendale. I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye, guys.